It's a Friday morning, which means it's time for your lifestyle lookout. We're taking a look at all the events happening this weekend that you may or may not be aware of. Joining us now, our self-proclaimed lifestyle expert and our co-anchor, Adam Smith. Adam, you've got a full slate of activities going on, but let's start with the aftermath of the holiday. Naturally, a lot of areas around Whatcom County, particularly the coastline, might be a little bit littered this morning. This is a good chance to give back and help clean up.
Certainly. You know what, Deanna? Actually, start with our featured show today.
You want to do that?
But I'm still trying to wake up, so let's do this, shall we?
Okay, let's go.
Yes, there's a great showdown, the Wild Buffalo, next Tuesday, and there is a low ticket alert for this, so you want to get your tickets as quickly as possible. Let's do it, shall we? All right, now we're awake. Our feature show this week is next Tuesday, again, July 9th, down at the Wild Buffalo. That's Portland Rockers Red Fang with their brand of sludgy stoner metal. They'll bring it to downtown Bellingham. In the past, they've opened for bands like Helmet, Disturbed, and even Megadeth, so quite a metal pedigree there. They are great rockers. So Red Fang, they're playing with Spoonbenders. That show starts at 8:30 again on Tuesday. You can buy your tickets now at wildbuffalo.net. Again, there is a low ticket warning out for that, so get your tickets fast.
There we go. If you're not quite awake this morning, maybe give it an hour or so. But again, you really don't want to wait all too long to get those.
No, we can get to the cleanup, shall we?
Okay.
We hope you all had a very happy 4th of July holiday. It was fun and relaxing for me. Now it's time to clean up. So make sure any and all those fireworks debris you cause have been swept up and disposed of properly. Remember, bag them twice if you have to. If you want to join some other folks, though, for the cleanup today, why not head on down to the beach, right? It's going to be another beautiful day. So Resources and Surf Rider, they're hosting a cleanup party at Locust Beach here in Bellingham. Trash grabbers, gloves, and bags will be provided, as well as bagels from the bagelry. So some good food down there. An RSVP is not required, but you can let Resources know you're taking part on their website if you want to. Locust Beach cleanup, that's today from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., so only a few hours to start thinking about whether or not you want to head down to Locust Beach to help the cause there. So, because I know there were a lot of fireworks being shot off.
Oh, down there.
And just around your neighborhoods, you know, if you see fireworks, even if you didn't take part, it's all of our collective jobs to help clean up after the holiday. So remember that.
Yeah, it's the nice thing you do. You don't want to end up with, you know, even if you, again, if you didn't set off the fireworks as well, end up with something good on your conscience, not the, oh, maybe I might have singed my neighbor's roof overnight kind of char on your conscience for the rest of the week.
For sure. And with summer now in full swing, the Fairhaven Village Green is hopping. And tonight's your night if you're into belly dancing. How does that sound?
Oh, boy.
Just head on down to the green from 6 to 8:30. 3 p.m. tonight for a free performance from local belly dancers. Should be a great time, a beautiful evening down in Fairhaven tonight. Then tomorrow, it's the kickoff of Fairhaven's outdoor cinema with a modern American classic, The Goonies. Such a great movie. I'm surprised that wasn't on our list of July 4th American
movies about America, yeah.
I mean, nothing more American than The Goonies, right?
We'll put it on our list for next year. Sorry, folks.
Anyway, Bayou Opossums will open it up with a live music performance before the movie starts at 9:40 p.m. It is a late one, but it doesn't get dark until late. So what are you going to do, folks? Concessions will be available as well, and tickets can be purchased at the event for $7 cash or $8 by credit card. Well worth it to see a great movie with some great people, and plus, you get that free live show beforehand.
Absolutely. And you have a good chance ahead of time to go and sample around the Fairhaven snackeries, especially some of the ice cream spots around downtown Fairhaven. We're talking Acme Ice Cream, Serena Gelato. I don't know if Edeline Dairy's down there anymore or not, but plenty of spaces to go and grab yourself a nice cone or cup ahead of The Goonies. Nothing says summertime outdoor movies quite like an ice cream in hand.
Oh, that sounds great, Deanna. You're making me hungry.
You're welcome. And on the firecracker side, look, I know we're talking a lot about fireworks safety throughout the show today, but this one won't have any sort of spectacular pyrotechnics going on tomorrow in Ferndale, right?
I certainly hope not.
Okay.
Anyway, we celebrated our nation's independence yesterday, of course. Nothing screams American independence like a car show and a fundraiser. The Whatcom County Cruising Association is hosting the Firecracker Car Show. That's in Pioneer Park up in Ferndale. There'll be prizes, a raffle, and a chili feed. All donations will go to the Ferndale Food Bank, so you can take your food donations donations up there and drop them off for that cause. Very cool. The Firecracker Car Show runs to tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Admission is free. So should be a good time. This is a cool car show from what I've heard. And I've seen some folks out there that I know are gearheads that are definitely geared up for this one.
Absolutely. Nothing like seeing those classic cars rolling around town either. Honestly, never gets old. Our man about the lifestyle scene and our co-anchor, Adam Smith, joining us on this Friday morning. Adam, thanks so much.
Thank you, Dan.